USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service in Florida wants to remind landowners about the Environmental Quality Incentives Program, otherwise known as EQIP. District Conservationist in the Florida City NRCS Field Office, Christine Coffin, explains how EQIP programs benefit growers in their area.
In South Florida, the popular EQIP incentive groups are Everglades cropland, which includes row crop growers, and fruit grove operations, which could be, north of me, could be citrus. In this area, it's tropical fruits and mangoes, avocados, lychees, papayas. Everglades nurseries, which includes field and container-grown ornamental plants, which is primarily landscape materials. High tunnels to extend the growing season. You had a growing interest in that. And it applies here because we really have a year-round growing season, but they don't typically grow in the summer, which is very different than most other areas of Florida and even of the United States. And the high tunnels are basically used to exclude heavy rainfall during the summer months, which allows year-round production of vegetable and herb crops that are typically not grown during the rainy season here.
And Coffin encourages landowners to find a local NRCS office to learn more about EQIP.
If they use the internet, the best thing is to go to the nrcs.usda.gov website, and then they can click on the tab at the top that says Contact Us. And there's a local service center directory there. And that way they can figure out where the office is that's going to service that farmland that they may be interested in participating in programs or just to find more out about it.
Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.